The following problems were identified while marking the October 2012 examination paper. Question 1. Preparation of correcting journals. Students did not identify correctly that a portion of the revenue related to the award credits that should be recorded as revenue in advance, as it has not yet been redeemed. Due to a lack of knowledge on the revenue statement, students did not know how to calculate the fair value of the award credits. Calculation of profit before tax. Some students calculated the change in accounting policy incorrectly. Bear in mind that the change in accounting policy is the movement between the current year change in opening balance of inventory and the current year change in the closing balance of inventory. Some students did not adjust the profit before tax figure for the magazine consignment sales and the cost of sales. Some students incorrectly calculated the sales price based on the gross profit percentage of 30% on cost. Some students did not subtract the additional cost in terms of repairs of the manufacturing defect, as they did not realize that the debit balance on the provision for manufacturing account in a question indicated an under provision. Some students did not adjust the profit before tax for the income received in advance as generalized in question 1. Calculations of current tax. Some students did not correctly calculate the scrapping allowance and the accounting loss on the sale of the old oven. Some students also had difficulty calculating the depreciation and wear and tear amounts in terms of the old and new ovens. Basic calculations such as capital gains, depreciation, wear and tear, and profit and recoupment on the sale of an asset must be practiced. Students cannot afford to lose these easy marks. It is advised that students work through examples that deal with these subjects. Please study the examples in your study material that deals with these types of transactions. Students did not correctly include the additional manufacturing defect cost not provided for and the actual manufacturing defect cost incurred in the calculation, and should ensure that the treatment of provisions in terms of accounting is understood with reference to what is tax deductible and when. Students did not include income received in advance for the award credits, which is a taxable item and should have been included in the current year's tax calculation. Students deducted provisional tax from profit before tax prior to calculating current tax. Provisional tax should be deducted from current tax. Students lost a lot of marks as they incorrectly added and subtracted amounts from the profit before tax. Students must ensure that they understand when to add or subtract amounts when calculating current tax. Calculation of deferred tax balance. Award credits received in advance and inventory values were omitted from the 2011 and 2010 deferred tax calculation, respectively. The carrying amount of the provision was incorrectly calculated by some students. Students failed to indicate in their answer whether the balance was a deferred tax asset or a liability, although this was specifically required. Students did not differentiate the calculation between the 2010 and 2011 tax years. All calculations were combined with no reference to the years in question. In such circumstances, students are then penalized accordingly. Tax rate reconciliation. This part of the exam was generally answered well. However, some students did not account for the under provision of tax for the prior year, or incorrectly multiplied the tax under provision with the tax rate. Some students incorrectly treated the foreign tax paid by either not including the foreign tax paid in the reconciliation or by deducting the foreign tax amount from the foreign income amount and then only multiplying it by the tax rate. Some students presented the reconciliation in percentage terms, which was not required. Disclosure relating to a change in accounting policy and provisions. Similar disclosure questions can be found in the study guide, assignment 3, as well as past exam questions. Refer to tutorial letters 102 and 201 of your study material. The following should be noted in terms of disclosure. Change in accounting policy note. Some students did not identify the note as a change in accounting policy note. Some students also did not disclose the nature and reasons for the change in accounting policy. Students disclosed the effect, whether it's an increase or a decrease of the change per line item, incorrectly, or confused the statement of financial position and the statement of profit or loss and other comprehensive income line items. The provision note. Some students did not identify the note as a provision note. Some students did not disclose the brief description of the provision. Students did not disclose the comparative figures, or if comparative figures were disclosed, did not use the carrying amount at the end of 2010 as the carrying amount at the start of 2011. Students should ensure that they understand the components. Students should ensure that they understand the components and the working of these components within the provision note. Students in the question did not realize that more manufacturing defect costs were incurred than provided for. The additional 20,000 rand in the provision for manufacturing defects should thus have been written off to the statement of profit and loss and other comprehensive income, and not debited against the account. It is therefore important for students to understand how the accounting journal, profit before tax figure, and a disclosure note in terms of the provision interact. Assignment 3 of your study material has good questions on provisions which can be worked through. This brings us to question 2, revenue recognition. The answer to this part of the question was disappointing. The criteria from the rendering of the sale of goods should have been mentioned, and the answer discussed based on the criteria mentioned. The student could have easily scored 80% in this part of the question if he knew the basic theory on revenue recognition. Students will not be able to tackle questions on revenue recognition if they do not know the basic theory on revenue recognition. The statement on revenue recognition is well summarized in your study guide and must be studied with all other relevant study material. Journals from the year ended 29 February 2012. This part of the question required journals to be prepared for the sale of goods, commissions received, and cost of sale relating to the sale of goods. It also required journals to be prepared for the correction of the wage clock machine that was incorrectly expensed and a change in estimate for provisions. Due to a lack of knowledge on journal preparation, the revenue statement, errors and change in accounting estimates. Students did not do well in this part of the question. The cost of sales journal, which was required, was omitted by most students. The recording of journals in the accounting journals of an entity is an important step in the accounting process. In exams, we find that students fail because their knowledge in journals are not up to date. Students are also unsure of which account should be debited or credited to record an increase in revenue or vice versa. Account names were abbreviated and often insufficient. Do not use abbreviations in your journals. Students must remember to give the full account name when answering the question. Correct account names must be given. For example, revenue, provision for warranty cost, and bank. Account names such as reimbursements, malware limited, increase expensive, and etc. is not acceptable as account names. If you consider a problem with journal entries, we would suggest that you go through basic journals from your first year accounting studies. You must ensure that you are adequately prepared for exams, as journals are a very important part of the exams. Discussion of clock machine as an asset. Students neglected to discuss the asset in terms of both the definition and the recognition criteria as stated in the framework. First state the definition and then the recognition criteria. After stating this, focus your answer or discussion based on the definition and recognition criteria. After your discussion, please give an appropriate conclusion based on your discussion. Students do not know the theory of the framework and tend to confuse definitions of assets and liabilities and income and expenses. A lot of students deal with the recognition criteria for expenses, wages, and such in their answers, which was not required. Due to a lack of knowledge of the framework, students answered the question in general terms, for example, on a general knowledge basis, which led to students earning no marks for the answer. Disclosure relating to prior year errors, contingent liabilities and contingent assets. The error note was not prepared according to the required format. That means the FX of the line items and the tax effect of each line item was not given. A lot of students omitted the error note as they could not apply themselves to the scenario that was given in the question. Some students prepared property, plant and equipment notes which was not required. The format of the notes has to be studied and practiced under exam conditions by the students.